New.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A lot to talk about. A grandmother has given birth to her own twin granddaughters. Now, everybody's all happy about this one. Some of us are kind of like, huh, what? Tell you how it happened. It's pretty cool stuff, but creepy as well. Need to talk about the diabetic insulin that could be an inhaled form by the year 2014. That's coming up. We're in 2013 now. I didn't realize 2014. Coming up. Coming up. All right. Then I also want to talk about a possible cure for Alzheimer's. Scientists think they found another cause of Alzheimer's that may be where we need to now stress and concentrate our research on. So, I'm dangling my participle. Sorry about that. All right. So, as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, a 53-year-old grandmother, Susie Kozisek, decided to step in as a gestational carrier after her daughter Ashley Larkin, who was 28 years old, was told she couldn't carry her own children. Now, last month, they welcomed twin girls Haley and Hadley. All right. Now, she also had carried the older daughter Harper, who's now two. So this grandma has been pretty busy. You know, I got to tell you, you know, grandparents always get really nervous about where the family is going to find their worth. Okay. A lot of older people in the family get pushed aside. They get abused, right? Because if they don't have any, I guess, you know, buttress or if they don't provide a support for the family, okay, they, you know, families go get away, leave me alone. It's a shame, but it happens a lot in a lot of families. That's why grandma and grandpa always want to babysit. It's not that they really want to deal with the diapers or deal with the screaming kids. It's because they want to make sure they're still around because it's very easy for grandma and grandpa to be forgotten. Listen, now, I know some of you guys are shaking your head, but think about it, okay? You know, some of you out there, okay, who don't live with your parents, whose parents don't live in the house, okay? I know some of you try to sneak to the movies, sneak out to dinner without calling grandma or grandpa. I know you guys do that, okay? And there's not a lot of you going, oh my gosh, I cannot wait to see grandma and grandpa for the 40th time this week. A lot of you don't do that. Now, okay, mind you, if grandparents live out of state, okay, yeah, you're excited to see them, you know, for the first couple hours. But for the most part, it's like, okay, you know, how do we do this, you know, so we don't have the in-laws or so we don't have my parents over? I know, because it's hard. It's hard to live with your parents. I get that. And our kids are going to do that to us. So for those of you, especially women out there going, okay, I don't want to be a grandma that gets pushed aside, then this is what you do. You carry your daughter and son's baby. All right, and then they really can't push you out. See, I gotta tell you, this grandma was really, really smart because think about it. If these grandkids were in her womb, now, true, the biological mom that donated the egg, I mean, obviously is the parent and has more rights, but it's gonna be very, very, very hard for them to not invite you to Sunday dinner. If the kids were in your uterus, you see, that is brilliant. I didn't even think about that because I've been contemplating a hysterectomy. You guys know, right? We were talking about, I don't have fibroids. I don't have fibroids. It's just, you know, I won't go into why. But if I want to be of use to my sons later, then I may need to make sure I still have my uterus in case they or their wife needs it. Now, mind you, I started having kids when I was older. I was in my late 20s when I started having kids, so I'm not as young as this grandma. But I got to tell you, I mean, I'm 42, and I think my uterus is still a poppin'. So I think my uterus can still, you know, I think it still has another, you know, 10, 15 years on it. So maybe hold off on the hysterectomies, grandmas, because you just never know when your kids are going to use it. Now, the daughter unfortunately has severe pulmonary hypertension. It's a high blood pressure condition that makes pregnancy extremely dangerous. So they were starting to look into adoption when the grandma said, I'll just carry the baby. So I guess what they did is, you know, you have, some people get confused between surrogate moms and gestational carriers. A surrogate mom helps donate the egg. Okay, so a surrogate mom could have sex with your husband. Okay, they can. Or the husband's sperm gets turkey bastered into the vagina to impregnate the surrogate mom. That's not what this is. Okay? The mother-in-law did not have to sleep with her son-in-law. What happened is she was a gestational carrier. So the egg and the sperm were from the parents. That in vitro process, the eggs are stored, I guess, in Mayo Clinic in Rochester, etc. Then what they did is they implanted the zygote, right, or the fertilized egg into grandmama. Okay. The good news about that is, I'm sorry. I really should have better material for this, but I don't. Okay. So anyway, cool stuff. Grandma gives birth to her kids. Now they have to have grandma over whenever grandma wants. You know, it's worth it though. It's worth it. Okay. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Having more siblings may reduce your risk of divorce. So the for each brother or sister you have, the likelihood of you getting divorced drops a whole 2%. Okay, now the problem is by the time you get married, your mom and dad aren't going to have any more kids. So it's kind of difficult. Unless they're, again, a gestational carrier. You know, I wonder if gestational carriers could get health insurance under Obamacare. You know, it is a job. It's a seasonal job, but it's a job nonetheless. Anyway, researchers from Ohio State University found that each additional sibling a person has up to 7 lowers the likelihood of divorce by 2%. So I guess, I don't know if you're allowed to go 7 by 2, 7 times 2 and go, you know, 14%. I don't know. But I got 3 siblings, and I don't really need them to help my marriage stay vibrant. You know, I mean, I'm Dr. Dahlia, right? My husband has all this. Hey, he doesn't need my siblings to help out. No, don't be thinking about, no, the sister does not join in. Keep it clean, people, keep it clean, it's a family show. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
From Money's Resources, August 13, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,329. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,377.11, $688.56 for a half ounce, or $344.28 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,377.11, $688.56, and $344.28.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explain this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only, Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle, and you could win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by UD's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity. Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dial. So colorectal cancer may be triggered by a bacteria in your mouth. Hey, doesn't it always freak you out when people put the mouth and the colon together? Right, in the same sentence, okay? Well, researchers think that because of some bacteria in our mouth, if they're able to address what these bacteria do to us, we got good bacteria and we got bad bacteria, and the mouth is a part of our gut. You know, we've been talking about gut bacteria that could possibly lead to other types of illnesses, and the gut includes mouth, esophagus, stomach, small intestine, large intestine, rectum, anus, right? Okay, quick anatomy review. Honestly, you guys will have your MDs before the season's over. So, two new studies published this week suggest that a type of gut bacteria found in the mouth, better known as Fusobacteria nucleatum, okay? may trigger colorectal cancer by influencing the immune response and switching on cancer genes. Those suckers. Now, we got trillions upon trillions of bacteria in our guts. We know that. I hate using the word gut, but it's easy to say. I like the monosyllabic words, especially one that doesn't, you know, display my lisp. And two new studies have been published. Boy, I gotta tell you, that's, you know, it's like, you know, getting a movie released, right? You know, who could beat you to the punch? Yeah. So two studies on bacteria that have to do with rectal cancer going neck and neck. One was published, I think, in the journal Cell, Host, and Microbe. Do you guys have that journal, Host and Microbe? I think it's really cool. To be honest, I would love to do a TV show called Host and Microbe. You know, like, remember Cagney and Lacey, Miami Vice, Host and Microbe. That would be cool. I better talk to them about that. Anyway, colorectal cancer, of course, is the second leading cause of death from cancer among Americans. What's number one, people? Pop quiz, what's the number one leading cause of cancer death? Lung. Good. I hope you guys are listening to the show, honestly, okay? Because I give you guys pop quizzes. All right, so in the first study, remember there's two studies, researchers found this fusel bacteria in benign tumors that became cancerous over time. So if the bacteria is sitting there on the colonic tumor, now what's a benign tumor of the colon? Well, we've talked about these polyps and these little adenomas that could be precancerous. You know, some of you guys get a colonoscopy, and then you tell me, yep, so I had a precancerous lesion, but they took it out and they say I just come back in a year or two for another scope. You probably had one of these adenomas where it was benign, but it has the potential to turn. Well, they found bacteria on those, and when they followed it, they go, oh, wow, okay, so it later became cancerous. Then, in mice bred to have a human-like form of colorectal cancer, lucky mice, the team found the bacteria sped up the tumor formation by summoning a type of immune cell called myeloid cells. Are you catching all this? So you know in True Blood when the vampire summons his progeny? That's kind of what these sucker bacteria do. They summon the myeloid cells to come. These penetrate the tumors, trigger inflammations that can then lead to cancer. Now, that was just one study. I know, exciting stuff. And you thought scientists lead boring lives. Get this, if you thought that was exciting, this will really blow your socks off. In the second study, another team found that the fusel bacteria use a molecule that lives, I told you this is movie material, that lives on the surface of the bacteria cell to then stick to and then invade human colorectal cancer cells. Now, what's this molecule called? Hope you guys have your pencils ready. It's called Fusobacterium Adhesin A, called FAD-A. And this switches on genes that spur cancer growth, triggering the inflammation, then causing the tumor. It's total chaos. Total chaos. Now, the team found that tissue from healthy individuals, this is the kicker, guys. You thought you were salivating at the story now. This is the kicker. Tissue from healthy individuals had much lower levels of this FAD-A than tissue from patients with benign or cancerous colorectal tumors. Plus, they're not done. They're not done. Plus, I tell you, I don't know how you sleep at night with this type of a study. Plus, they identified a compound that can stop the effects of FAD-A on cancer cells. You know what? This is why scientists can say they can die happy. Because you come up with this type of a revelation in the lab. It's amazing. I'm sure they all celebrated. Oh, another study, guys. The excitement just keeps rolling in. In another study of mice published earlier this year, researchers identified the mechanisms that help the good gut bacteria and the immune system to coexist. Remember the innate lymphoid cells that we talked about that told the T cells to trust the gut bacteria? We're talking about some major manipulation here. You thought high school was rough. All right. So, you guys got all that? We got manipulation. I got to tell you, this is actually a soap opera. We could do Housewives of the Colon. Honestly, real housewives of the gut. All right, so what does all this mean? I don't know. Brush your teeth. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So years ago, they were talking about inhaled insulin for diabetics. Okay? Now, this inhaled insulin powder, okay, has been showing, now this is from a company, Afrenza, showed positive results for controlling diabetes. Now, Exubera was an insulin powder that I was trained to give talks on. And Exubera had a lot of problems. Number one is Exubera, a lot of insurance companies didn't want to pay for it, okay? Number two is your asthmatics or your COPDers weren't allowed to use Exubera inhaled insulin, okay? Because it was tested to work only on people with healthy lungs. So when I was looking at this, now this had to be early 2000s. And I'm like, wait a second, okay? A lot of people don't know how to use an inhaler. They don't like the inhaler. And the people that are very comfortable with an inhaler are your asthmatics and your COPDers because they've used it. So you're already targeting a demographic that is really not very inhaler prone, you know? So I just, while I was training, I'm like, this is going to be very hard to push. Now, one study says more than 8% of Americans have type 2 diabetes. I think it's even higher than that. I think a lot more people have diabetes. I don't know much about if asthmatics or COPDers can use this new insulin inhaler, but this is the second time this has happened. This isn't brand spanking new, but this is the second time this has come up, and I'm hoping they've learned from Exubera's mistakes, where they just really couldn't push it. You know, I tried to. I have some diabetics that were asthmatic, and they were like, great, I'll take, and I'm like, no, you know what, I can't give this to you, I forgot you're asthmatic. So I could only give it to the non-asthmatics. That was tough. Now, many diabetics don't have asthma, but a lot of diabetics are like, wait a second, I'm fine with my pills, I'm fine with my insulin shots. No. So hopefully we're attracting the type of person that's not asthmatic and really doesn't give a damn, I guess, about using an inhaler. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, I gotta hand it to the pharmaceutical companies. I mean, here's the thing. The pharmaceutical companies want to make money, you know, and good for them. I want there to be incentive to come up with drugs. Okay, this is what we need. We want people to be coming up with the next best thing and studying it and making sure it's safe and being able to market it. Because if they financially benefit, then somebody else is going to want to come up with something. So, but again, Exubera had a huge problem with the insurance companies not wanting to take it. Right now, if you're a pharmaceutical company, and you are wanting to put a medicine out there, right? Then you need to hope and pray that your medicine is going to be launched. And right now, insurance companies have an brand name sort of agenda. It's going to be all about the generics. So while we're trying to get excited about these new Alzheimer's or these new arthritis cures or these new superbug, you got to understand, it doesn't matter if these companies come up with these brand new medications. It doesn't matter, because if the insurance company won't cover it, there's no way. There's no way that you'll be able to use it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so, what other story did I want to cover? We're coming up on break. Okay, when we come back from break, I want to talk about this quote-unquote possible cure for Alzheimer's, looking at a different type of protein, all right, as well as the porn industry being overtaken by amateurs posting online. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Science. If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Attention, citizens of Northern Arizona. Are you prepared? If not, now's your chance to get prepared at the Arizona Survivalist Prepper Expo. August 24th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Tim's Toyota Center in Prescott Valley. Visit with Arizona-based and national suppliers of such items as freeze-dried foods, solar ovens, solar equipment, tactical gear, camping gear, water filtration supplies, and much more. Do you need a bug-out bag? Do you need to stock up on freeze-dried food? Are you curious what a solar oven is? Take a tour of the ultimate bunker, a portable above or below ground survival shelter. Visit with doomsday prepper stars from around Arizona, such as Tim Ralston of Gear Up and Brian Moffat of Extreme Defense USA. Informative speakers will be providing valuable insight every hour on such topics as long-term food storage and emergency first aid skills. Bring your family, bring your friends, bring your neighbors. We won't rest until every citizen in Arizona is prepared. Visit our website, arizonasurvivalistshows.com.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you helped eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Justin Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin V, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I guess do-it-yourself porn has been rising to such crazy levels that this is actually making national news. And mainstream porn industry, there apparently is a mainstream industry in porn, is now getting hurt because you have so many people out there doing it yourself. It's almost like what reality TV is, you know, has done to like ABC, NBC, CBS, etc., and certain sitcoms, because reality TV just, you know, more people are entertained because it's real, you know, or it's as real as you could get on TV. So, do-it-yourself porn is apparently, there's a huge desire to put yourself out there and upload your own pictures or videos. You could be anonymous. You could manipulate how you're looked at, etc. And then you're able to make yourself, I guess, as famous as you want to. You know, we live in a society now where we revere, we pay, we give TV shows, we even allow you to stand up and sing if you have made a sex tape. And that sex tape that goes viral, okay, whether it was on purpose or not, or leaked or not, or whatever, right? That sex tape has now, the idea of doing a sex tape and then becoming famous has now prompted millions of people to think, well, then I could do the same thing. And who cares if I have sex on TV, right? It's not technically a sin because I'm having sex with one person. I don't know about that. But, I could become famous. I could become famous. I could make money. I could do a lot of good with the money and charity. So people have been able to talk themselves into doing this because they think it's okay. The Paris Hiltons, the Kardashians, or whoever who has gotten famous. All right. You know, it's just a very, very different way of thinking. Okay. 50 years ago, you brought something like that up, they'd be like, what? Huh? What? But no. Now this is just, just watch out. Okay. Guys, your next door neighbor, friend's daughter, grandson, maybe trying a new career out for himself. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI3. Cans of soda pop could be toxic to your health. According to the latest study, researchers discovered that when mice consumed a diet that consisted of 25% added sugar, which is basically, in human terms, 3 soda pops a day, not diet soda, okay? The female mice died at twice their normal rates. Male mice were 25% less likely to reproduce. Okay? So, women dying off early, men being less able to reproduce. Again, mass chaos. Now, the American Heart Association recommends that people restrict their daily amount of added sugars. Okay? Just restrict it. Okay? They say the amount should exceed more than half of the person's daily discretionary caloric allowance. I'm sorry, I'm getting this from WYBW.com. I'm reading as I go. For women, that means no more, thank you, than 100 calories a day or 6 tablespoons of sugar. Men are only allowed 150 calories per day or 9 tablespoons of sugar. All right. Do you guys ever look at a can of pop? Okay. Can of pop is about 200 calories. I don't know about the grams of sugar per each. But if you think the can of pop is just 200 calories and you're thinking, well, I can have 2,000 calories a day or 1,500 calories a day, you can't go by that. You got to look at the added sugars, right? Carbs, etc. So, some of you are like, well, Dahlia, I don't drink 3 cans of pop a day. I just get one big gulp. Stop right there. How big is your big gulp? Okay. 3 cans of soda. What's a can? A 16-ounce or a 12-ounce can? Cans are what, 12 ounces? Okay, yeah, so 12 ounces, 36. If you have a 36-ounce soda, you're already there. So it's just another reminder to, just watch what you put in your mouth. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. They say heavy drinking costs the United States $223 billion a year, but not in Utah. Because according to this study, Utah has the least amount of people drinking alcohol. Now, this is, I believe, a CDC study, and it looks at how not only is the drinking cost costly because of health care, but you have crime, early death, loss of productivity, etc. So this research was released by the CDC, and it looks at binge drinking, alcoholism, alcohol abuse, etc., and it looks at the billions of dollars that it takes a toll on the economy. All right? They say, we per drink, per cocktail, beer, glass of wine, America pays $2 per each drink drunk. You know, whenever they put, but they make those numbers. You know how, you know, whenever we work for a charity, they're able to, you know, break the numbers down where all you have to do is pay 50 cents a day. Right? Remember those commercials for 50 cents a day? You're going to be able to feed a kid. And you're like, well, 50 cents a day, I can do that. And, I mean, it helps. It's a technique charities use still, you know, to show you how simple the money is. Don't look at the monthly or the yearly amount. Just take 50 cents out of your pocket, give it to charity, the charity each day. It works. They're right about that. All right. So when I see a study like this where they break it down to every glass of alcohol consumed costs $2, again, it's math. All right. You know, it's math. But it's still real. Now they say Utah. Alcohol is heavily regulated there. I know on some days, some places just don't even sell alcohol. Many places don't. Even though you still have alcoholism in Utah, they say Utah residents consumed fewer than 200 drinks each in 2006 and paid $578 per capita. Now, I thought I read somewhere that Alaska was pretty high up. Okay, this is from online. Washington, D.C. pays the highest per capita for alcohol and binge drinking, $1,662 per person. Alaska comes next. Then New Mexico, Wyoming, Colorado, California, Arizona, Montana, Washington, and Michigan. Do you guys notice Nevada isn't up there? Thank you. Yeah, you know, people always ask, well, Nevada should be up there. Remember, Nevada has a lot of great cities, but it's a huge state. For the amount of cities that it has, our two biggest cities is Reno and Las Vegas. We also have Carson City. We got Ely, Elko. Henderson is a part of Las Vegas. Boulder City. So you really don't have that many big, big cities. So the reason why you don't see Nevada that much on a lot of these studies is we have a lot of open space in Nevada. We really do. It's a huge, huge state. But not a lot of cities, okay? And so that's why. But still, good job for us. Then, and also keep in mind, a lot of people that come to Vegas and Reno are visitors. A lot of your locals, okay? Yeah, we got people that drink, but you can't really add the alcohol that the tourists come in and drink and then leave, okay? Yeah, capiche? Good. The lowest per capita cost for alcohol and binge drinking, Utah came in the lowest, then West Virginia, then Iowa, Nebraska, Hawaii, New Hampshire, Kentucky, North Dakota, Maine, and Indiana. So Utah, $578. Washington, D.C., $1,662. My guess is per person per year. So they say 42% of the cost of heavy drinking was paid by state or federal funds, whether it was through Medicare, Medicaid, etc. 70% of the cost of excessive alcohol use was incurred by binge drinkers. Now, some of you are like, okay, well, what does this mean? Why do we even care about that? Well, alcohol is legal. We use alcohol to get through a lot, okay? We look forward to it for happy hour. It's our way to let off steam on the weekend. Some of us use it to sleep, etc. And alcohol use is going to rise as we move into the Affordable Health Care Act, and there's less access for people getting their sleeping medications or antidepressants, etc. If alcohol use is costing us this much, are we going to see the same thing with marijuana as marijuana becomes legal? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Before another autumn arrives, celebrate the closing days of summer with the first annual Blue Green Organic Summer Fest. Friday, September 20th through Sunday the 22nd on beautiful Madeline Island, Wisconsin. It's 3 days of family-friendly fun, and admission is totally free. There's arts and crafts vendors, a farmer's market, and activities for the kids. Plus, great live music with 9 bands, both regional and local, including headliners The Suburbs and Allison Scott. It's hosted by Blue Green, serving great organic food on Bell Street on the restaurant and event center grounds. Sponsorship and vendor booths are still available. Call 952-556-8707. The Blue Green Organic Summer Fest, September 20th through 22nd. Madeline Island's never seen anything like it, and it's free. Like us on Facebook and visit BlueGreenOrganicSummerFest.com. Sponsored by South Shore Brewery, Fresh Key, Fry Wines, Friesel, Legendary Water, The Storm 99.7, and 90 for Life Longevity.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Some of you have been concerned because there's been articles and some news about XM shows and some of our shows not, not being played on some of the channels as XM changes. It sounds like there has been a delay with that. So just don't panic. You're still going to be getting Dr. Dahlia. You're still going to be getting a lot of your good shows on XM. As we get more information, we will keep you posted, but there's definitely some good news in that. Not so much good news with Cisco. Cisco apparently is cutting 4,000 jobs. This news came out today. I guess the company looks to reduce costs as it sees its demand for its networking equipment, I guess, remain uncertain. Networking equipment. We're hearing a lot of companies are still cutting jobs because of Obamacare, even though the delay to 2015 for some of the rules with Obamacare was supposed to slow down some of people getting fired. It sounds like Cisco Systems is cutting about 5% of its workforce. Pretty huge. Cisco is the world's largest manufacturer of network technology equipment. All right, to me it says it's estimating revenues of $12.2 billion and $12.5 billion. To me it looks like a lot of money, but I guess, you know, they're the ones that know what their bottom lines are. All right, so going back to alcohol and consumption and tax-paying dollars and binge drinking, etc. Okay, how does this relate to you? Why is this such a headline of how alcohol is costing society? Well, number one is, it's because now with Obamacare and with a variety of other entities that we have under this current administration, we're paying more in taxes. Okay, but if we're seeing a problem that's growing, and we're already stretching to pay the current taxes we're paying, we need to, as the public, okay, be able to help kind of look ahead. I know we think that the government is collecting more than they need as a buffer. You would think they'd be doing that, but I think we learn not, because Medicare is supposed to be running out of funds and Social Security is supposed to be running out of funds. So as we see alcohol consumption use costing more healthcare dollars, we should, as consumers, figure out why. And I'm not even talking about you guys stopping drinking. I'm talking about us from a tax-paying perspective. Now, me as a doctor, I already know how to handle this. All right? I already know what's happening. What's happening is prescription medications are getting more expensive, so people are going back to the olden days to going back to the alcohol. Okay? Had a wonderful patient, a great kid. He's in his 20s. He tells me why he drinks. Okay? If he doesn't need AA, he doesn't need, you know, it's not that he's addicted. It's, you know, this is how he blows off steam. This is now his entertainment. It's cheaper. The way he's able, you know, he gets his alcohol through work, it's cheaper for him to do that entertainment at home, right? Drinking with his friends, than to actually go out, than to actually, et cetera. I mean, you know, you have to, when you're in medicine, know what's going on politically, what's going on economically, to really understand. I get medical students every month that I train through Toro University and sometimes the University of Nevada School of Medicine. And, you know, they find it very interesting that I will talk non-medicine with my patients, just like some of you find it interesting that I talk non-medicine on this show, because it's all related. Okay, if you don't have an understanding of what's going on in the economy, if you don't understand what's going on with people's FMLA, or people not getting leave, or people getting canned because they're calling in, or people getting canned because of the economy, or because they're costing too much in healthcare dollars, or why people aren't getting health insurance, how can you be a good doctor? Now, when I first got out of medical school, I didn't have time to read the news. It was too depressing. I just had too much stuff on my plate. I had just finished doing a bunch of 36-hour shifts back-to-back. Now I'm starting to practice. I want to call patients at 8 o'clock at night, 9 o'clock at night, 10 o'clock at night, run to the hospital, check on the patient. I didn't have time to do the reading and the research that I'm doing, which is why a lot of doctors actually listen to my show. They don't listen to my show because, you know, they like my voice. It's a lot of times I will bullet what is going on for them so they don't have to spend the hours. I probably spend an average of 3-4 hours a day, morning and night, either combined or separately, to ready myself for a show. Could have fooled me, doctor. I do prep for my shows. I do. But I read thousands of articles each week, each month, each year to prep for the show and to know what I should do for my patients. And then I share that with you. And it's not that you're all doctors or nurses out there. You guys are hardworking Americans out there as well, but this is important to you because you guys pay taxes. Now, we were talking about alcohol per state. Another survey or from the CDC has said the states with the highest annual drink consumption. Now, this is where Nevada comes in because, again, people visit Nevada. But New Hampshire beats out everybody else. Then District of Columbia, Nevada, Delaware, Wisconsin, Vermont, Florida, Montana, North Dakota, Rhode Island. I would like to see what the tax dollars, you know, I'd like to see the breakup of that. So if you live in New Hampshire, District of Columbia, Nevada, what's going on, you know, with your tax dollars in terms of that? Now, Nevada has no state income tax, but business owners get taxed a crap load anyway. So that's kind of interesting. States with the lowest annual drink consumption, Utah, Oklahoma, Arkansas, West Virginia, Kentucky, Tennessee, North Carolina, Kansas, Alabama, Indiana. So, again, now we're moving into marijuana, legalizing marijuana. Now, you know, me as a doctor, I have no problem with my patients taking marijuana as long as they don't drive. Okay, as long as we can watch the lungs. I'm going to have to screen them for lung cancer just like I would a smoker. All right, but if they use medical marijuana once in a blue moon for pain, I don't have a problem with that. I don't prescribe it. You know, I let another doctor prescribe it. I just don't really get involved at that level, but I don't tell them to go off of it. Okay, you know, I'm still trying to figure out if 5 or 6 pain pills and antidepressants and blood pressure medicines is safer than a dupe. I'm still trying to figure that out. So, I'm, you know, jury's not out yet. I want to watch. I want to see. I want to see what's coming out information-wise, and study-wise. But if alcohol, because everybody says when it comes to the marijuana argument, well, alcohol causes accidents, more accidents than marijuana. Okay, well, that's because, you know, more people drink alcohol than smoke marijuana. But still, all right, so the argument is, well, you know, we're all fine with alcohol, so why should we have a problem with marijuana? Well, if we're not getting told from the CDC that it is costing us a crap load of money, then we may need to realize that legalizing marijuana may also add to our tax burden. Personally, I don't have too much of a problem with legalizing marijuana because I have a lot of cops as patients, and the cops really need to be able to spend their time doing other things. I would rather a cop guard my kid's school or your kid's school than to worry about somebody having some pot in their glove compartment. Okay? I mean, that's just how I feel. Do I think there could be some serious ramifications of legalized marijuana? Yeah, I do. I do. You know, kids getting the marijuana, but already kids getting alcohol is an issue. So it's not as drastic as I think it could be, but I am nervous about people getting behind the car. I'm nervous about liability. I'm nervous about secondary inhalation and then you being liable, etc. But our tax dollars, to me, is an extremely important topic, and that's why I bring it up. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, a potential cure for Alzheimer's. They think it could be the accumulation of not amyloids, but a new culprit called a protein C1Q. Now, we actually talked about this on the show a while back. But the C1Q was previously known as like a initiator of the immune system. But they think that when they looked at mice, right, and postpartum samples, they found more C1Q in the aging brain, created as much as a 300-fold buildup. So they say if the brain ages and C1Q accumulates, then maybe the C1Q is what we have to attack because that causes inflammation of the brain's immune system, as, you know, more so than the amyloid proteins. Now, the C1Q is a part of this complement system that helps kind of clear pathogens from the body, so it's important. So figuring out how to not screw that up while fighting Alzheimer's is going to be a trick. All right, guys, keep staying tuned. Follow us on Dr. Dahlia on Twitter and Dr. Dahlia Show at Facebook.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA Drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA Drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA Drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.